I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. In men's college basketball, in a battle of top 15 teams, number 5 Kansas defeats number 13 Texas Tech 94-91 in double overtime as Oche Agbaji scores 37 points and pulls down 6 rebounds for the Jayhawks. 3 top 25 teams in action in women's college hoops as top-ranked South Carolina dominates Vanderbilt 85-30. Purdue loses at number 7 Michigan 79-66, while 16th-ranked BYU knocks off San Diego 70-48. Auburn is number 1 in the AP Men's College Basketball Top 25 poll for the first time in school history, with Gonzaga falling to number 2, followed by Arizona rounding out the top 3. Baylor is at number 4, followed by Kansas at number 5. In the women's poll, South Carolina remains number 1, followed by Stanford, and NC State rounding out the top 3. Just 4 games on the NBA schedule, with one featuring both teams with 500 or better records, as the Phoenix Suns beat the Utah Jazz 115-109. Elsewhere, the New York Knicks lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers 95-93, the New Orleans Pelicans knock off the Indiana Pacers 117-113, while the Chicago Bulls get past the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110. The owner of the New Orleans Saints, Gail Benson, has confirmed an NFL Network report that head coach Sean Payton has not yet confirmed he will be back next season. Payton has been in New Orleans for 15 years and led the team to a Super Bowl victory in 2009. This year, the Saints missed the playoffs for the first time since 2016 after going 9-8. After losing to the Rams in the divisional round, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says he will take his time to decide whether he will play next year. The 44-year-old led his team back from a 24-point deficit to tie the game late in the fourth quarter before the Rams won it with a field goal as time expired. This season, Brady led the league with over 5,300 yards passing and 43 touchdowns. After a wild divisional round of the NFL playoffs, the conference championship matchups are set for next Sunday as the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC, while in the NFC, the Los Angeles Rams are hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Progress has been reported today as the Major League Baseball Players Association made a counterproposal in person to the league after receiving a proposal last week. The two sides are expected to meet again on Tuesday with time running out to hammer out a new CBA, with spring training scheduled to begin in mid-February. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.